You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Wonderful to hear the organ again.
In all its glory.
Lucky Patrick.
Oh, wouldn't Dad have been jealous?
Yes.
The room for two little ones.
Thirsty, of course.
Hello. Happy Easter.
You too. Thanks, Jill. Oh, we'll breathe in.
You might have to.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Shula. Happy Easter to you too.
Thanks. It's so full. I thought we were going to have to stand.
Oh, it's always the same on Easter Sunday.
Even more so today because... Oh, we're off.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Good morning, and a very warm welcome to you all on this blessed Easter day. Now, at this time of fresh starts and new beginnings, I want to draw your attention to something later in the week. The wedding on Thursday of two young people here today who are embarking on a new life together.
Oh,
yes, Tom and Kirsty, I mean you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And as you can tell, you have the good wishes of everyone here.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Now, before we go, raising the money to restore the organ has been a massive undertaking for us as a parish. And we've been helped by some very imaginative fundraising and also by some very generous donations. One in particular from Jill Archer. Now, Jill might be said to have a vested interest. Her husband, Phil, was organist in this church for over 35 years. That represents a singular dedication and commitment. His years of service deserve to be marked, and so we have installed this lovely plaque in his memory.
Oh, goodness, did you know?
And now there's nothing more to do but wish you all a very happy and blessed Easter. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. Oh, Tom, listen.
And one of Dad's favourite pieces to end with. Oh, thank you, Alan. And for the plaque. Mum and I are so touched.
Well, it's no more than your dad deserves. Have you seen the quote?
It's Gerontius, isn't it? Perfect.
Anyway, how are you? How's things with Dan?
Oh, well, he dropped another bombshell last week.
Well, you're getting into the terminology anyway.
Don't. No, the next intake at Sandhurst...
Yes?
He starts on May the 4th.
Oh, that is soon.
2 weeks. So, whatever I think... Oh, Alan, I am trying. I really am to accept it. And to trust Dan that it's the right decision.
Well, that sounds a very wise and brave course of action. Oh, excuse me. Tom, don't rush off. Good to see you and Kirsty.
Oh, well, you know, we thought we should...
And the next time you're in church, you won't be squeezing in with us. You'll have the front pew all to yourself.
Yeah, right.
Tom, there's nothing to be nervous about, honestly.
No.
I'm sure you just want to get everything right, don't you?
Yeah. We'll go through the service tomorrow at the rehearsal. And anything you're not clear about, you can say so then.
Great. I know this sounds stupid, but... Well, I've never done this before.
I completely understand. And you're not the first bridegroom to be a bit daunted.
That's good to know.
Sorry, Patrick nabbed me. Can you believe he played our song?
Sorry?
The V-Door. We're having it on Thursday to walk out to.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Alan, about the rehearsal.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm heading to the ball.
We are too. I'll walk over with you.
Oh, good.
Oh, pesky thing. Get off.
Kenton?
Hey? Oh, hi, Shula. Have you gone all Ray Mears on us? Is it natural food today? We've got to scavenge.
Yeah, very funny. Callum was supposed to be doing this, but oh no, he gets to polish glasses inside, in the warm, keeping clean.
Anyway, you're a bit late hiding those eggs, aren't you? People are going to be arriving for lunch soon. The egg hunt's usually before.
Yeah, well, not today, it's not. Jolene's got pulled into the big mint sauce crisis with Frieda.
I was hoping Fallon might be in charge of the kitchen.
Oh, I wish. She's working her magic at Jack's. And we're booked out.
Good. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's more like Christmas than Easter. No room at the inn for Brian and Jennifer when they came calling.
Ooh. Still no joy with their builders, I gather.
Apparently not. Brian's wondering if it's ever going to happen.
Well, hoping it's never going to happen, more like.
Yes, I gather it's not cheap. But good for her. The amount of food she's churned out over the years. All those breakfasts, the lunches, shooting picnics, flasks of tea during harvest. All the... What's that?
Oh, God. That is Callum's new way of telling us he needs help behind the bar.
Hadn't you better...
Yeah, I suppose I had. Here you go, Shula. Let your imagination run wild.
What? I'm not hiding them. Getting all grubby.
Come on, Tom.
Oh, Kenta.
Yeah, I've got something to show you. In here. Oh. What do you think of that? Eh?
Well, it's very... It's huge.
Best Swiss chocolate filled with truffles. Happy Easter, Jolene, in icing, eh? Oh, I can't wait to see her face.
Let's hope she hasn't lost the taste for chocolate.
No, no way. I caught her sniffing an empty cocoa tin last night. I trust you got Kirsty a nice big egg?
No. She told me not to.
Yeah, well, maybe she did. But did she mean it?
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Never underestimate the element of surprise, Tom. Women love it.
Not Kirsty. Not with this, anyway. She's worried about getting into her wedding dress.
Ah, yes, the big day. A tense time, eh?
Yeah, I guess.
Still, if you two are as happy as me and Jolene...
Hadn't you better do something about that?
And he thinks he's so funny.
You and Jolene are happy, aren't you? Only you seem to have quite a few arguments.
What, like the one caused by your stag night?
Yeah, sorry about that. But sometimes... Even behind the bar, you seem to be...
That's not arguing. That's banter, that is.
Right.
And chemistry, of course.
Seems pretty explosive chemistry sometimes.
Well, you're right there. The making up is great.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Kenton. Me and Kirsty are really lucky. We never row.
Oh, that's nice. I can imagine you all cosy then, snuggled up under your floral duvet cover.
What?
What do you mean, what? Haven't you seen your own wedding list?
That's better, isn't it, love? Much tidier.
Gil?
Oh, hello, Kirsty.
I don't want to disturb you, but do you need any help?
Yes, please. You can help me up.
Oh, no problem.
It's round the headstone, mainly, where the leaves and the grass clippings collect.
Yeah, those narcissi are beautiful.
I planted them last autumn for him. I've got some primroses and some autumn crocus to put in later.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's one of my ways of staying close to him, so he knows I still care.
Oh, Jill. How long were you and Phil together?
52 years. A lifetime, really.
It is.
And here's you and Tom just starting out. You must be so excited.
Excited doesn't come near it. About the wedding, about being married, about the future, all of it.
And not forgetting your super honeymoon.
Oh, yes, that too.
Where is it again? Costa Rica?
Yeah, our own private bungalow. The honeymoon bungalow. Canyoning, trekking, bird watching, romantic dinners by the riverside or in the rainforest canopy.
Goodness. You must come and show me the photos when you get back. Mm. At Brookfield. You know I'm there now.
Yes, I heard. How does it feel to be back? Officially, I mean.
Do you know, that's another thing. I thought Phil and I had made Glebe Cottage our home. And we had. But back in the farmhouse, that's where we really belonged.
G, Do you feel closer to him there too?
I do. It sounds silly, but...
No, I understand.
I really do. It feels like coming home.
Oh, never mind eggs. I'm going to hide that blooming bell.
You can see why he was ringing it, though. It's pretty busy.
He could have managed for another 5 minutes. Anyway, there. That's 190, please, Tom.
That should be right.
Ah, cheers. Oh, and when I find a good hiding place, I'll tip you off.
Why do I need a good hiding place?
Well, you don't, but you might want to stash away some of these wedding presents.
No, I won't. Anything Kirsty's put on there will be great, I'm sure.
Really? Oh, we had a look online and it's all quite busy.
Busy?
Yeah, you know. Flowers and spots. Big ones. Colourful.
Yeah, well, she likes that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was a bit amazed when she first moved in to find I was the co-owner of a stripy teapot.
Well, that was obviously just the start, mate. Where is she, anyway?
Chatting to Alan.
Finalising the choir of celestial angels. Oh, yes. This time, in 4 days, you will be stepping into that morning suit.
OK, thanks, Kenton.
I'm glad Jolene and I had a simple do. Well, I thought it was a simple do, but even that got a bit stressful.
Did it?
Something to do with favours. And Mary's shoes being too small, of course.
Shoes?
Mm. I just hope Kirsty's niece's feet haven't grown since you bought them their outfits.
Oh, Kenton, stop it. Stop winding the poor boy up.
I'm just giving him the benefit of my own experience.
Yes, well, in my experience, the lead-up to a wedding's quite fraught enough without other people's helpful comments. Right, I've hidden your wretched eggs. Now you can buy me a drink to say thank you.
OK. Usual hemlock?
A white wine will do nicely, thank you very much. Take no notice of him, Tom.
I wasn't going to.
I know how it can get to you if you let it. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Hello. Sorry I got held up again.
Oh, well, you're here now. Hello.
That's nice. What's that for?
Oh, just because. You're right, Shula. The last few weeks have been crazy. But on Thursday, I'm going to marry Kirsty.
And made me the happiest girl in the world.
All the chopped chip, Helen.
In the small tubs, yeah.
You did sell a lot yesterday.
Well, I told you.
Must have been all those people who gave up chocolate for Lent making up for it.
Probably. Still, if we sell out, we sell out.
Well, you'll be back from the Easter fair earlier anyway.
Oh, don't worry, Mum. Whatever happens, I'm not going to be late for the rehearsal.
I hope not. You're a vital part of the proceedings.
Yeah, hardly as vital as Tom or Kirsty. Or Henry, for that matter.
No.
Hiya.
Oh, hi, Kirsty.
Hello.
Morning, Pat. Don't suppose there's any sign of Tom.
Still out with the pigs, I'm afraid.
Oh, poor thing. He was up early as well, writing great long notes for Morris.
I think that's your biggest achievement of all, you know, getting him to take a whole 2 weeks off for the honeymoon.
What, bigger than getting him to commit to me for life?
Yeah, much. That won't get in the way of his precious sausage-making days, will it?
You wait and see. Oh, come on, Tom, you've got so much to do.
You excited about your surprise?
Just a bit.
What's this?
Sorry I'm late. I know.
Oh, it's all right. I've only just got here.
I've got to write some things on the whiteboard for Jazza.
Okay.
Two fidgety sows, if you're looking piglet.
All right.
I can't do anything about it tomorrow. Morris and I are cramming 2 production days into one as it is.
Tom, whiteboard, then shower.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, we've got to get to Borchester.
Right.
And you stink.
She's so good for him.
She is.
What's this surprise she's got for him?
Oh, Mum, it's so lovely.
What do you think?
Oh, Kirsty.
It just seemed... Well, it's how I feel anyway.
I knew you had a thing about the date.
240414. It does look good, doesn't it?
Today and forever.
I'll never know how they actually managed to engrave inside rings, will you?
Never.
You like it, though?
Of course. Of course I do.
Good. Better try them on, then.
Yeah, better had.
Yours first. Blimey, it's a bit tight.
It can't be.
I told you not to have that third hot cross bun. How does that feel?
tight.
Tom. Well, it's probably just in here. Shops are always hot, aren't they?
Yeah. It'll be cooler in church. Yeah, it's okay, actually. It's fine.
Good. Have a go with mine, then.
Okay. There we are.
Oh, it's made me go all shivery. It fits.
Happy?
Happier than I've ever been. Shall we pay then and get on?
Yeah.
You're not still fiddling with that drill?
Excuse me, since when was lubricating the pivots defined as fiddling?
When you've been at it all morning.
Hardly. Oh, is that the time? Can't you collect my morning suit on your own?
No, you've got to try it on. Otherwise, Tom and Kirsty could have picked it up for you. And anyway, I'm still not happy about my bag.
What?
I don't think I'm going to get on with a clutch bag. I'd be much happier with one with a strap.
Oh, for heaven's... What's that got to do with me?
I'm going to take the jacket I'm wearing. I want your opinion.
Oh, you're dragging me round the shop so you can buy another bag.
Well, I'll take back the clutch, obviously, if I find another one.
Oh, give up. You know I want to get the carrots in.
Tony, stop. Right there. This is our son's wedding. Our only son.
I know.
This isn't going to happen for us again. We drill carrots every year. If they go in a few days late this time, does it matter?
Well, you know the answer to that. It does, actually.
Tony.
And you have seen the forecast.
I'm trying not to look. I don't want to think about the weather on Thursday.
Well, I'll tell you. It could break up midweek.
Well, I might need to rethink my entire outfit then. Because I'm going to look ridiculous in that thin jacket
thin
in the rain.
Jacket thin? What? What about my seed bed? I've got it to a beautiful fine tilth. And
is that really all you care about? If it starts to rain, it could spoil something just a little bit more important, don't you think?
Yes, all right. I know it'd be disappointing for the wedding.
Disappointing? Kirsty's counting on it being fine. Everything she and Alice and Helen have planned, and Roy and Tom too. It's about it being a beautiful spring day.
I only said it might break out.
Well, don't you dare mention anything about the weather to Kirsty, not a thing.
Of course I won't.
Or Tom. Poor boy's got enough to think about.
Hadn't you better try it on?
Why? I gave them my measurements.
Yeah, weeks ago. If your fingers have got fatter, who knows what's happened to your waist?
Very funny.
You ought to try it on, really, Tom. We don't want any nasty surprises on the day.
No. Okay, then.
Oh, well. Fancy seeing you here.
Oh, great timing. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Oh, Pat, I have to show you. Come and see Henry's little morning suit.
Oh, yes, please.
It's adorable. And the men's waistcoats and cravats, they're not quite the same as the ones they showed us before. Oh. They're actually nicer. Slightly paler, this creamy, buttery yellow.
Gorgeous.
The men are going to look very dashing.
All right, Tom.
Yeah, fine, thanks. I was just about to try on my suit.
Yeah, I've got to try mine. Apparently your mother doesn't want me letting her down.
No.
No, I don't want to let you down either.
Dad, of course you won't.
Yeah. Get all your jobs done this morning?
No. I could have done with another hour at least.
Tell me about it.
I've got hoof trimming to do when I get back. Yeah. And it's a pain being a bank holiday. I can't ring suppliers or chase payments or anything. I've sent some emails, but it's a bit frustrating.
Yeah, and it'd be the perfect day for starting on the carrots.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Though I haven't quite finished checking the drill, so if you've got a moment later, I've got salads to cut.
Dad, what have I just said?
And there's still that muck carting you said you'd finished.
Dad!
I'm sorry, but you did say...
Tony, they're looking at your suit.
Right, I'll go and try it on then.
Let me see you in it.
Okay, okay.
All right, Tom?
Fine.
Helen told me about the rings. What a lovely idea.
Yeah, they're great.
Are you doing something like that for Kirsty?
Sorry?
A little extra? A surprise?
I hadn't thought.
You don't have to, but it might be nice.
What sort of surprise?
Something to wear on the day, perhaps. It could be her something new.
Oh, I see. Like what?
Some piece of jewellery, maybe? Earrings? A bracelet?
Oh. Oh, Mum. I don't know.
It's just a thought. If it's too much, don't worry. I know the cost of the wedding's mounted up already.
It's not that. No, you're right. I should get her something. It's a lovely idea.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here... It's all right, don't worry. Getting a bit ahead of myself there. No, all tonight's about is you telling me how things are planned from your end and me talking you through my bit of it. Okay?
Sounds great.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, so, Kirsty, your dress.
Sorry, that's a very well-kept secret.
Oh, you don't have to give me the details.
All I'm saying is Tom's going to love it. Well, he'd better.
I'm sure he will. No, all I really need to know is, does it have a train?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll have to watch that.
I'll be keeping an eye on it, don't worry.
Thanks, Helen. And your veil, if you can say, are you having it over your face as you come down the aisle with Tom to lift it back, or...?
Oh, it's all right, I don't mind saying. I'm not having a veil.
Well, that's one less thing for you to worry about then, Tom.
Good.
Very thorough, isn't he?
Very.
And what about the bridesmaids? Are they coming down the aisle in front of you?
Well, there's three. My two little nieces are coming down first, then me and my dad, and then Helen with Henry behind.
Oh, that's great. So when they get here, they step off to the side like so. OK, Helen?
Yep, fine.
And you take the bride's bouquet, and it's down to business. Right, there's a longish introduction from me, and then, because we have to get it out of the way, one of the first things I do is ask the congregation about the just cause or impediment thing.
Always an awkward moment.
Well, no one ever says anything, so don't worry. And then I turn to you both and put the same thing to you as a couple. Right. You okay so far?
Fine.
Yeah.
Good. Now to the serious bit, your vows. You get to go first, Tom.
Oh, great.
So, it goes, Tom, will you take Kirsty to be your wife? Will you love her, comfort her, honour and protect her, and, forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live? Oh. And you say, I will.
I will.
Great, but speak up, though. Don't forget, this is the moment when you claim your bride. And now, Kirsty... Will you take Tom to be your husband? Will you love him, comfort him, honour and protect him, and, forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Love?
Yes.
Well, that's it. And you got the right idea there, Kirsty. Look at each other during the vows. You're marrying each other, after all, not me. OK, Tom?
Yeah, got it.
Right, and the rest of you, no dozing off. Because now I say, will you, the families and friends of Tom and Kirsty, support and uphold them in their marriage now and in the years to come? And you say, and I'll give you one guess.
We will.
Perfect.
Got a spare tissue, Mum.
Oh, you as well. Here.
Thanks.
Then it's a prayer, and then the reading.
My uncle's doing that.
Oh, excellent. So when he's gone back to his seat, a hymn. Actually, we may as well do all the music here. Your hymns are...
Dear Lord and Father of Mankind, The Lord's My Shepherd.
And Jerusalem. Yeah, I remember now.
They had to get a reference to farming and the countryside in somewhere.
Right, too.
And remind me, during the signing of the registers, a CD, I think.
Yeah, we thought we'd give poor old Patrick a rest. Helen, could you...
Yeah, I'm sure.
I know, love.
That's beautiful. There won't be a dry eye in the house.
Oh, there isn't.
Oh, yes. It'd be so beautiful.
Sure you won't be lonely?
Chance would be a fine thing. By the time I've got through my work, let alone the jobs that Dad's nagging me about...
So you're not going to miss me at all?
I didn't say that. I just want to get it all done.
And then you can concentrate on the wedding.
Yeah, which you're going to be doing as of now, I suppose.
You bet. I'm going to enjoy every luxurious moment.
So, first it's your manicure at Grey Gables.
Mani-pedi. You won't recognise my toes.
Wow. Helen too?
Oh, yeah. And then we're off to settle in at Lower Loxley. Well, I'm glad you're staying at Bridge Farm anyway, not home alone here.
No.
Okay, well, I better go. Won't see you again till... Oh, Tom! You'll call me though, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
And don't forget, when you get there, don't go into the church. I want you waiting at the lich gate for me.
What's all this about?
You'll see.
Because...
It's a surprise.
Another? How many more?
Where do you want this, Mum?
Dan?
Yeah, Dad got a call out. Heifer gone down. So I said I'd bring it.
Oh, thank you. Just drop it down there, will you?
That's half the garden in there. You're never going to use all that, are you?
And more when the others arrive. We've got all the pew ends to do, round the door, windowsills.
Hay fever heaven.
Well, Mummy, I'd better...
Look, this is silly. Can we have a truce?
A truce? You might as well be in the army already.
Mum... But this isn't going to work unless... I'm going to Sandhurst. I wish you could be happier about it, but you're not. There it is. But I won't try and change your attitude if you'll stop trying to get me to change my mind.
I think it's a bit late for that. You've just said you're going.
Yes, I am. And if you can't be onside about it, can you at least try and be neutral?
Is everything going to be like this now? If you're not for me, you're against me.
Well, I hope not. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I wish I could feel differently about it, darling. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. Well, we should be making the most of the next couple of weeks while I'm still here.
Yes, yes, we should.
Because, I could do with your help, Mum.
My help? You know I'll always help you if I can.
Really?
Yes.
Well, even if it's to do with... The army?
Yes.
Great. You haven't got a spare iron, have you?
So does she like him?
It's hard to tell with Fallon.
No, well, she's had her heart broken a few times. It'd be silly to jump into anything with PC Byrne so soon after Rhys.
Says the woman who got together with Rob.
Oh, yes, okay. Pot kettle.
It's a fair cop, then. Oh, I can't stop looking at my nails.
Yeah, it's a really pretty colour. Belly there, just a hint of pink.
And my toes. Tom is not going to recognise my little trotters.
Oh, is that what he calls them? Oh, that's horrible.
With good cause. Anyway, with Tom, it's a compliment. Comparison with anything piggy.
Yeah, true.
Mummy, a poorly bird.
What, darling? Where?
Here.
Oh, no.
There's a pheasant. Looks like it's been winged by a car.
Can we make it better?
It's had it, hasn't it?
Yep.
Look, take Henry. I'll put it out of its misery.
Oh, Henry, darling, look. Have you seen these catkins?
What about the body?
Oh, we might even find some bluebells coming up. Come on, what do you think? It's that time of year, isn't it?
Here. You poor thing. Sorry, but it's better this way.
Here's your coffee, Dad.
Oh, thanks. And thanks again for all your hard work this morning, this week of all weeks.
Oh, well, it's all got to be done.
Yes, but you've got a lot else to think about, so I'm grateful you made the time.
Thanks.
I must say, last night I found the rehearsal very moving.
Did you?
Yes, when you and Kirsty were making your vows and... When the music played, especially that, well, I could see how moved your mother was, and, well, I was too.
Oh.
I just want to say thank you for making this happen for us, Tom. We never... We never got this far with John.
John?
We never saw him married or even settled, bless him. So, thank you for making that real for us.
Dad,
I'm proud of you, son. I'm not very good at saying these sort of things, but... Well, I'm not pretending we agree on everything. Probably never will. Your ways aren't always mine, and I don't always accept that with good grace. But you've got energy. You've got bags of enterprise. You've got conviction. Whatever our differences, you've just turned out so well. Solid, hard-working, decent. Your mother and I see so much of John in you.
Do you?
Oh, yes. He'd be so proud of you, too. I know he would.
Poor body, why did it die?
I've told you, darling, it was too poorly. Now, here's your drink. You sit quietly and look at the book, OK?
OK, Mummy.
Can you do me up, please?
Can't believe you're trying it on again.
Couldn't resist.
Well, you know it looks amazing.
Just checking.
Meet a princess like us.
Henry, no. Watch the table. Your juice coming out of my dress!
I've never seen anything like it.
That's why I thought I'd print it off. So we can make sure we buy the right things. Tick them off as we get them.
Padlock, needles and thread. Brown, black and green. Olive green, I suppose.
Guess so.
2 tins of shoe polish, black. 2 tins dark tan, large size. That's a lot of boot buffing.
Oh, but look, I've already got quite a lot of the stuff. Underwear, sports kit.
Stationery, toiletries. Well, they're no problem.
And I've got my suit.
Yes, lucky it'll do. Must not be of a shiny material and of a traditional cut.
I know. Gutted I can't take my red satin with a drape jacket.
Are you sure? You've filled out, you know, since you went to the States.
No, it's fine.
But double cuff shirts, Dan, you haven't got those. Or cufflinks.
No.
Well, we'll have no chance to get into Borchester this week. The weekend, maybe.
Sure. Works for me. Thanks, Mum.
You can't do it any sooner. Thursday at 2, so we'd need it late morning. Oh, okay, thanks anyway. You heard that?
Yeah.
Sorry, Carsten.
Oh, it's every specialist cleaner in South Gloucestershire.
Sorry.
Oh, Henry, can you see if you can cheer Kirsty up, darling? Why don't you build her something, eh?
A bridge.
Oh, that's right. Big enough for me to jump off.
Oh, Kirsty, I'm so sorry. It was my fault. I should never have given them a drink.
We may as well call it off. I can't get married now.
Oh, don't be silly. Come on, there must be something.
Oh, when my dress has got a huge purple stain all over the skirt. It's ruined. Everything's ruined.
No, it's not. There is one thing we could do.
I'll carry the vases back for you, Mum. Then I have to go.
Oh, thanks, love.
Now I want to do a good long run. Do some interval training.
I'm not even going to ask.
Just have the bags of frozen peas ready when I come in.
Message received. Actually, I've just had a brilliant idea.
Tell?
Now your gran's at Brookfield, she won't need her iron, will she? And it was new only 6 months ago.
Oh, result.
And Dan, the cufflinks you'll need.
Hmm?
Well, there's a pair I'd like you to have. They were your dad's.
Mum.
I gave them to him one anniversary. I think you'll like them.
I'm sure I will. I'll look after them. I promise.
I know you will.
Okay, let's get these vases inside and you can start getting creative. Oh, there's Tom. What's he? Hey!
No, don't, Dan. That's John's grave. Perhaps he just needs to be on his own.
Well, you know I always liked this dress. It's very you, Kirsty. Simple, natural,
To be honest, I think I've always slightly preferred it to the Isabel Jennings one.
You're not just saying that.
No, since it was just sitting there in Ambridge. Well, it seems pretty stupid not to use it, doesn't it?
I suppose.
Yeah?
I suppose I could possibly get used to it. Maybe. Perhaps.
Elizabeth!
Tom, what are you doing here?
Having a wobble? Meaning?
No, it's nothing.
Really?
A silly thing, a bit of an accident.
What sort of an accident?
Oh, don't look so worried. It's only to do with the dress.
The dress?
But it's all right. We're sorting it. What did you want, anyway?
Oh, I just wanted to see Kirsty.
Well, that's very touching, but you couldn't have picked a worse moment.
No. So I gather. Well, look, will you give this to her?
Oh, Tom. Don't you want to give it to her yourself?
No, not now. Not if she's upset.
All right. Not the right moment anymore.
I don't think so. No.
There. Now will you believe me?
The pearls. They do make a difference.
You look stunning. They're just what it needed. And you know what? They wouldn't actually have suited the neckline of the other dress.
No. They're perfect. How lovely of Tom to get them for me.
Yeah.
But you're sure he didn't see me?
No.
He didn't see the dress at all.
Kirsty, you were through that bathroom door faster than Usain Bolt. Of course he didn't.
I've always loved pearls. I love that they come from a living creature.
Organic. What else?
Oh, I suppose I don't look too bad.
Stop it. You look beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, thanks, Helen. Oh, thank goodness, thank goodness. Everything's going to be all right.
So, it was your car. Thought so.
Yeah.
Hope you weren't trying to see Kirsty. Sneak a look at the dress.
No. Not intentionally, anyway.
I should hope not. It's the biggest deal-breaker of the lot. I remember with Amy. You'd have needed a crack team of SAS to get to it.
Right.
Right, anyway, Tom. Right, plan of action for tomorrow.
Oh, Roy, now?
Yeah. Time's getting on. Clock's ticking, you know.
Yeah, I do know.
Okay. Well, so first things first. Rings.
You've got them?
Yeah, I'm just testing.
Oh.
Presents for the bridesmaids?
I've got them.
Correct. Wedding transport, well, check. Suits picked up, check. My speech, check. Your speech?
It's getting there.
Oh, Tom.
I'll get it done.
Well, that would be one idea. Right, now. Tomorrow morning, you got me email? Well, I sent it first. Check your phone.
Sorry.
Well, basically, working back from 2 o'clock, you need
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I've got it. Roy... This reads like a military operation.
Well, organisation is my job.
Dan's going to have more freedom at Sandhurst.
Forget freedom, mate. You're getting married.
I so hope it's not going to rain.
Alice, I don't suppose they'll even notice.
Of course they will. It'll ruin the photos, it'll ruin her dress, it'll completely ruin how Kirsty's going to get to... Hello? What? But you've got to. Yeah, but... Well, can you suggest anyone else? Is that it? That's all you can say? Yeah, well, thanks a lot. I'm sorry, too. Sorry I ever gave you the job.
What?
The balloon arch. The stupid people say they can't do it.
Well, they haven't gone bust.
Chris, not funny. What am I going to do?
So the groom and his best man stayed the night before at Grey Gables, right? They put the rings in the safe in the room, had a few beers, you know, as you do. And then the morning of the wedding, Could either of them remember the combination? You know, well, that had us running around. And this was good. So evening reception, right? And the bride has the idea that all the guests could wave sparklers when the happy couple drive off, except she leaves it to her brother to organise, and he's a bit of a joker, yeah? He gets full-on rockets.
Right.
No, I'm sorry, but this is the best. I shouldn't be telling you this, really, but... Right, bride, she was dancing. She gets a text. Groom picks up her phone. It was only the bloke she'd been having an affair with on the side. I mean, not that you're going to have that problem either, obviously. No.
So is there any more encouragement or advice or benefit of your vast experience you'd like to give me as best man?
I'm sorry. Just trying to help.
Help?
I'll help you relax. You seem a bit uptight.
I'm not uptight.
No, it's okay, Tom. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Every groom gets nervous.
I'm not nervous. Now, look... I'm sorry, I've got to get on.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll see you tomorrow then.
Great.
Oh, and Tom, I mean, if there's anything in the meantime, you know where I am.
Oh, honestly, Alice, I've had some panic phone calls from you over the years, but really this time...
You've got them, though.
Oh, yes, yes, I've got them.
Oh, brilliant.
You're a legend, Jennifer.
Well, I don't know about that. They looked at me in the card shop as if I was mad.
Yeah, let's see then.
150 balloons.
Oh, these are lovely, Mum. Cream, gold. Oh, you've saved my life.
Oh, is that all? And they say a mother's work's never done. Right, I'll get back home then.
No. Sorry, you can't go. Huh? We've got a balloon arch to make.
It's lovely to see you, of course, Tom, but I'd have thought you'd have 101 things to do.
I have. I'm supposed to be thinking about my speech.
Goodness, haven't you written that yet?
I've been trying to all week, but I just can't seem to find the right... Oh, Gran.
It's perfectly understandable, dear. It's the biggest day of your life. You want to get it right, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do. That's just it.
It's a real turning point for you.
Exactly. Which is why... Oh, Gran, I just don't know what...
What to say?
No. What to do?
Oh, Tom, dear, I know it's been stressful. All the build-up. The little hitches you've had these last few weeks.
It's not that.
It's always the same. Trying to get the details right. And in the end, none of that really matters.
It's not the details. It's me and Kirsty that's the problem. Well, me.
You?
Yes, me. And everything else. The business, the farm, my whole life.
What do you mean?
The night John died, everything changed. I was just little Tommy. And then suddenly, I wasn't. Overnight, I had to replace him. Be him.
Tom.
Yes, Tom. But what happened to him? What would he... I... be doing now? I could be doing anything. Anywhere. But instead, it's all mapped out in front of me. The farm. The future. The heir. Not the spare.
And another one.
Oh, it's no good. Oh, I'll have to stop, I feel. Oh, I feel quite dizzy.
Oh, honestly, Mum, you lightweight. Oh. You've only done about three.
I'll finish that one for you, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks, Christopher.
Oh, actually, you're right. It does make you feel a bit weird.
Oh, thanks. My lungs are older than yours.
Oh, this is going to take forever. And look what I'm not doing while we're wasting time on this.
What are you not doing?
Oh, duh. All the checking up. Uh-huh. Cake stand, cake knife, the man with the doves, the DJ. Uh-huh.
I hate to say it, but those helium balloons were going to come in a big long strip, be bent into shape and then tied down at each end, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure air-filled balloons are going to, well, behave like that. I think we need some kind of structure to tie them to.
Oh, dear. Structure? Like what?
I'm not sure.
Well, you're the blacksmith. Think of something.
No. Don't get me wrong, Gran, please.
But if what you're saying is true, I've only made things worse.
No, no. Don't think that. Your will, it's fantastically generous of you. And don't think I'm not grateful.
I apportioned the money that way with the best of intentions.
I know you did. You had the farm's best interests and mine at heart.
But it's made you feel hemmed in.
It's made me feel... I suppose it's brought it home to me. I can't help feeling like a fraud. And deep down, I've been a fraud for all these years.
I'm so sorry you feel that way.
I am too. I couldn't be more sorry. I thought I knew who I was. I've done such a good job of convincing myself. Convincing everybody. But now, I don't know who I am anymore. Or who I want to be. I don't know who I'm asking Kirsty to marry. So how can I possibly go through with it?
You remember Alice, when we were first looking through all those wedding magazines.
No, I don't remember anything before the nightmare that today's turned into. Oh,
yes, you do. And we both said how pretty it looked in bunches of balloons mixed with paper flowers.
So?
And we wouldn't need half the number of balloons, nor a framework, nor anything. And we could just fix them round the entrance and there'd be no danger of them blowing away.
Oh, yes, yeah, so all we've got to do now is get a stack of tissue paper and make a load of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And you think this is helping?
Well, if you just let me finish...
Please,
Oh, well, the thing is, we had a WI speaker before Christmas.
Jennifer?
Yeah, oh, well, thanks, Christopher. With a demo on creative papercraft.
Oh, yeah, Mum, totally fascinating. But
see, Alice.
Thanks.
And she made some paper flowers, and truly, it's ever so simple.
So you're saying you and I can make enough tonight?
Yes, easily. You and me and maybe Lillian. And I'll come over with you tomorrow morning and we'll fix them up with the balloons in bunches.
It sounds like a good plan to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. OK, it does. Thank you, Mum, again.
Mm. Well, that's good. Well, I'll just have my tea.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it gave me quite a fright.
No. Oh. It can't.
Alice?
Not rain. No!
I'm not quite sure what to say to you, Tom. I love you dearly, and I only want the best for you. But I'm very, very fond of Kirsty too. She's a lovely girl. She adores you and she'll make a wonderful wife.
I know.
Sometimes you can feel better just for saying these things out loud, for getting them off your chest. And then you can start to work them out. Do you feel like that now?
No.
Right. Well, there's only one thing for it then. If you really, really feel you can't go through with it, that it would be worse for Kirsty if you got married, feeling like this, than if you didn't, then...
Yes?
You'd have to be very brave, Tom. Because if you call off this wedding now, you'll break her heart. And she doesn't deserve that.
No.
But if really, truly, you have these doubts... Then you've got to. But you can't leave it any longer. You have to do it tonight.
Tony?
It's all right. I'm keeping an eye on the time. I'm coming in now.
Oh, good.
You didn't think you were going to have to haul me out from under a tractor the morning of our son's wedding, did you?
If you want an honest answer.
Oh, Pat. Oh, it's exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to go get changed.
I'll be there in 2 minutes.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Roy.
Oh, can you believe this weather?
Not really, no. Not after that rain last night.
I kept saying it'd blow through.
It's a perfect spring day. How's the bridegroom, then? Has he got spring in his step, eh?
He finally emerged, took one look at breakfast and bolted. We haven't seen him since.
Well, I hope he hadn't done a runner. You have checked he's still in the house, have you?
I didn't think you could look any more beautiful than you did yesterday. But you do.
Oh, Helen.
No, really, Kirsty, you do. Your hair's so pretty with the flowers.
Oh, it's even better than I hoped.
My brother is one very lucky boy. And I'm lucky too. To have my best friend as my sister-in-law.
No, not quite.
Oh, come on, as near as doesn't matter. You're one of the family now.
Oh, thank you, Helen, for everything. Oh, come here. Oh,
mind your dress.
Oh, I'm past worrying about that. I'm marrying Tom. This is going to be the best day of my life.
Far too tight. No wonder you look so dreadful. Surprised you could breathe. Is that better?
Yeah, a bit. Thanks, Roy.
I've seen some nervous bridegrooms, but you take the cake. All three tiers of it. Look, me and Alice have got everything in place. Even the sun's come out for you. What more could you ask?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Oh, look at you.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, Tom.
Mum.
Oh, that's a nice outfit, Pat. You look very smart, Tony.
Yeah, you both look great.
Thanks, love.
Well, one tries.
So, here we all are. Roy, what's this big surprise of yours?
She'll be here any minute. Yeah, here, it's coming.
What? I can't see with this sun.
Oh, Tony.
Vintage tractor. Good, eh, Tom?
I'll just... Helen? Is everything okay?
Couldn't be better. We're about to set off.
Oh, right.
She looks beautiful, Tom. Radiant, glowing.
And the business with the dress?
Oh, all forgotten. In fact, well, you'll see, it did us a favour. Your pearls look just right. She loves them, Tom.
That's great.
You're right.
I've got to go. My wedding transport's just arrived.
So she and Jennifer were up till midnight making all these paper flowers.
Oh, she looked pretty fresh on it, this young Alice.
Well, they can take it at that age, though, can't they?
Yeah, that's what's bothering all these moaners about Locksfest. Noise and partying all through the night.
Yeah, I saw the letters in the Echo.
And traffic problems, he written.
Not if Elizabeth gives me a job as a marshal. I'll keep her moving. I was wondering about offering her an outdoor church service.
Yeah, just like at Glastow. Glastow.
Oh, Pat.
Hello, Alan.
Afternoon.
How do?
Afternoon.
So, how's everyone feeling at Bridge Farm?
Fine.
Hello! Hello! Oh, thank you! Oh, this is such fun!
I expected so many people to come out and see us.
Oh, me. Elizabeth must have spread the word.
Oh, feel that sunshine. Oh, isn't this lovely, Henry?
I like the horses.
Yes, she's doing a very good job pulling us along. And the music, that was a genius idea.
Well, you can't have an old-fashioned country wedding without a fiddler, can you? Oh, hello! Oh, thank you so much. Oh, this is brilliant.
And we've got miles to go yet.
And I'm going to enjoy every single minute.
I'm so sorry, Tom. I can't tell you.
Honestly, it's okay.
I don't know how I could have been so stupid. I should have thought.
Forget it.
On the website, right, it was like 50 Chevrolet, fire engine, whatever. And I just saw vintage tractor and I thought, perfect.
You said.
But a Fergie. I mean, it must have been like seeing a ghost. Why didn't I think? I should have emailed them, got them to specify a maker. I mean, I bet they could have had a Fordson or something, but not the one that John...
Roy, could you just shut up? Please.
Oh, here we are.
Oh, I don't want you to stop.
Oh, so you don't want to get married now?
No, just drive around all day.
Where is he?
Your dad's in the porch waiting for you. I can see him.
Yeah, but where's Tom? He's supposed to be at the Lich Gate. You spoke to him before we left, didn't you?
Yeah, he said his transport had just arrived.
So there's no problem with that. He can't have had an accident, can he? Just coming from Bridge Farm.
No. Oh, look, it's Roy!
Hiya.
Where is he? Where's Tom?
Don't worry. He's here. It's, all it is... he's in a bit of a state.
What sort of state?
Well, Alan's put him in the vestry. I think you'd better come and talk to him.
Oh, no. If I hear this twiddly bit again...
I reckon he's running out of things to play.
Can't we have something a bit more lively?
Ah, seemed to the old need, didn't I? That was a good tune.
Oh, it's nearly a quarter past. Where is she?
Tom Archer's here. He must be.
How'd you know?
Because I saw Roy Tucker when I went to the gents. And I'm going to have to go again if they don't hurry up and get on with it.
Great.
Mind you, good job they got the organ fixed in time, eh?
Yeah, we're getting our money's worth out of it today.
What do you mean you can't? This is a joke, right?
I'm so sorry, Kirsty. I can't go through with it.
You can't? But why? Why? What is it? What's brought this on?
Everything.
Oh, Tom. It's all got too big, hasn't it? Too much fuss. Look, I know it has got a bit out of hand. Maybe I shouldn't have let Alice get involved. And I definitely shouldn't have made such a fuss about my dress. But look, honestly, none of that matters. I don't care. I don't care about any of it. Not really. It's not what's important.
No, it isn't.
No. So we'll roll it right back. We'll postpone the wedding and just do it quietly. Whatever, whenever you want.
Kirsty.
Even more, forget the house. It's too much money. We can stay on at number one. Or we can think again about building at Bridge Farm. Whatever it takes, Tom. We'll have kids. We won't have kids. We don't even have to get married. We can just live together.
Kirsty.
We'll take it back to what matters. Just you and me. Us. What then? What?
You don't understand. I can't go through with it at all. Any of it, Kirsty. I can't stay with you.
But... I love you, Tom. I love you so much. And you love me. Don't you? You don't.
Oh, thank heavens for that. It's giving me a headache. Oh, Dad.
Well, I can't help it. It's been a long time since breakfast.
Yeah, you're right there.
If I'd known, I'd have brought some of that cake Clary's been trying out for Mayday.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just wanted to explain there's been a slight hitch with this afternoon ceremony. A few things to sort out, but I'm sure we'll be with you very shortly.
Well, I'm glad he is.
Sounds like they're both here in your own.
So, in the meantime, thank you for your patience. Please bear with us and enjoy the sound of our newly restored organ.
Enjoy?
Oh.
You don't, do you?
I do. Oh, God. Kirsty, please.
So?
But it's not... it's not like I should. Not like I ought to. Want to.
Oh, God, Tom, this is so... I can't think straight. I don't... Is this about Brenda? Are you still in love with her?
No. No.
Really?
Really? How can I believe anything you say now?
It's nothing to do with Brenda. Truly, it's me.
You. But if you've been feeling like this, why didn't you say? Why did you let it go on?
I don't know.
What have the past few months been about?
Kirsty, please.
For all the time since we got back together. I've loved you for 15 years, Tom. Did you ever love me at all?
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. All I know is that us, the two of us, getting married, it's not right.
And this is ending it.
It's the right thing for me. For both of us, in the end.
Don't tell me what's right for me, don't you dare.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't you dare cry. What right have you got to cry when it's me who's being dumped? Oh, you hadn't got the guts, had you? How could you, Tom? How could you let it go on? You've let me carry on for all this time, months of planning, looking forward, living for this day. Oh, not just that, you encouraged me. You made it bigger. You were the one who upped the guest list. You talked me into Catheridge Hall. And today, all of it, dress, hair, flowers, you've let me parade myself around in public like a fool. Stuck up on a hay wagon, trussed up like a sideshow. Like breaking my heart isn't enough. You had to humiliate me as well.
Flippy, Nick. That's blown it. When are we going to get our dinner now?
But why, Roy? What's come over him?
I'm sorry, Pat. I've no idea.
What must be going through his head? Can't I talk to him?
No. I'm sorry. You won't see anyone. Just Alan.
Oh, Tom. Why didn't he talk to anyone? Why didn't he say?
I don't know.
To do this to Kirsty at the altar. She's gone, has she?
Back to Lower Loxley with Helen. We got her out the side.
That poor girl.
Her mum and dad are going back there too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes, of course. Oh, Roy. What about the rest of us? What happens now? All these people, what are we going to do with them?
I'm sorry, Pat. I don't know. In all my years in the business, this is the one situation I've never had to deal with.
Yes, well, I'm sorry if you're already on your way. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is traumatic for the Doves. But if you want trauma, try being me at this moment.
Here is Carter.
Yes, yes, I'm sure it would have been a lovely moment. Well, another time, maybe. Yes. Bye.
You've been doing the arrangements for this here wedding, haven't you?
Yeah, now I'm having to undo them. Those I can, anyway.
Ah, well, no, that's my point. What's happening?
Oh, I wish I knew.
Well, you must know. You've been in charge of the reception, haven't you? Catheridge Hall?
Yes.
Champagne and canapes, are you, to start with?
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for someone to tell me what to do.
And smoked salmon mousse, wasn't it? And supreme chicken. Seasonal veg, trio of desserts.
Yes, I know.
Well, don't tell me all that's going to waste. And for how many people? 150, wasn't it?
Oh, don't, Joe, please.
I can't believe it, Tony.
Nor can I. I've just heard Joe Grundy asking Alice about the lunch and wondering if we're going to set up a tab at the Bull instead.
I can't believe it of Tom. How could he be so heartless?
Don't ask me. I sometimes think I've never understood him, and now I know I never will.
Her Kirsty's parents gone?
Yes, to try and comfort her. Not that it seems very likely.
They were in a bad enough state themselves.
They're furious, understandably.
And upset. Her mum, anyway.
Where is he?
In the vestry still, with Alan.
Probably best he stays there.
At least till we decide what to do.
For his own safety, I mean. Patrick looked ready to deck him when he came down from the organ loft. Oh, Lord, Mum, where is she?
I suggested she went back to ours, waited for us there.
She shouldn't be on her own.
No, Matt and Lillian have taken her. They'll stay till we get back.
Oh, God. She should never have had to go through this pantomime in public. How could Tom do it?
out of this. Get me out.
Okay, okay.
And this. This is for the bin.
Oh, Kirsty, no, not your ring. Here. Put this on.
Why? Why, Helen?
I'm so sorry.
Why didn't he say anything? He didn't, did he? He hadn't said anything to you?
Well...
Don't tell me he had.
No, no. Not really.
Not really.
Look, it was a stag night, and he'd had a lot to drink.
Hang on. He told you he had doubts, and you didn't tell me.
I thought it was nerves, and the next day...
You didn't tell me. You kept it to yourself. After all I've done for you.
Think about it, Helen.
Who was it that supported you all through your affair? Covered for you in the shop? Lied to your mother for you? Backed you up?
I know you
did. Mopped you up when Rob dumped you, and since you got back together, tried my hardest to like him for your sake? Because that's what friends do. Well, they're supposed to anyway.
But when it comes down to it,
that counts for nothing, does it? Oh, not with the Archers. It's the family that sticks together.
That's not true. I couldn't.
Oh, don't tell me. You couldn't betray Tom's confidence. But you didn't mind deceiving me. Betraying me in all the years we've been friends. Well, it's the end of that, Helen. I don't want anything else to do with you, or Tom, or any of your precious family. Ever. Now go away and leave me alone.
Kirsty, please.
Go. Get out! Just go.
Helen.
For God's sake, haven't you done enough damage?
How is she?
How do you think?
Can I see her?
What for?
To try to explain.
Explain? Oh, it's too late for that. She doesn't want anything to do with you, Tom, or me for that matter, or any of us.
With you?
Yes. Thanks to you, you've just lost me the best friend I have ever had.
Kirsty, it's me. Please. I want to explain. Kirsty?
I'll never understand it. I don't care what explanation he gives us.
To leave it till today. I did try to tell him.
When or if he shows his face. What did you say, Mum?
I tried to tell him. He came round, you see, last evening.
Tom came to see you?
Yes. He seemed troubled. There were a lot of things that were bothering him.
Were there? And he talked to you about them?
I wasn't going to turn him away, Tony.
No. No, of course you couldn't.
I didn't ask him to come. I was surprised to see him.
I bet you were.
But he said he had doubts about the wedding.
Yes. And we talked for a long time. And I told him categorically that if he felt he really couldn't go through with it, then he had to tell Kirsty then and there. Last night.
I see. Well, that would have been slightly better, I suppose.
If it had to be done at all, it would have been much better. At least it would have spared her all the humiliation of today.
Yes. No, it was very good advice, Peggy.
Sadly, he didn't take it.
No. Well, I can't say I'm surprised. Oh, I know he's always lapped up your advice in the past, and I know you rate Tom, and he's hard-working and full of ideas. The flip side of that, Mum, is that he's headstrong. I can count on the fingers of one hand the times he's taken my advice, and now you've seen what it's like. Maybe it's time for some real plain speaking.
Oh, come on, Alice Carter. What's the story?
I've told you, Joe. I don't know.
Oh, come on. You've spent more time than anybody with the happy couple these past few weeks.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Tom and Kirsty were just that. The happy couple.
Mind you, issues, they call it nowadays, don't they? It ain't something to do with young Brenda, is it?
Brenda? No, of course not.
Well, you says that, but she was only back in the village a few weeks ago, wasn't she? Awakening the old embers, maybe?
Oh, she's engaged to someone else.
Well, what does that mean nowadays? What did it ever mean?
Look, I'm sorry, Jar. I don't know, and I don't really want to speculate. I've still got calls to make, so if you'll excuse me.
Oh, sorry, I'm sure.
Just to let you know, Joe, yeah? I've set up a tab at the bar for, well, disappointed guests, so if you want a sandwich or something.
Oh, well, no, that's very civil of you, Roy Tucker. It's a good job there's one young fella around here who knows how to do the decent thing.
More tea, Peggy?
Not for me, thanks, Pat.
I wouldn't mind a topper, though I could do with something stronger.
Tom. Hi, Mum. Dad. Gran.
Hello.
Well?
Dad, don't start, please.
Don't start? You're the one who started it.
How could you, Tom? How could you do it to her?
Despicable! Cowardly! Heartless! Despicable!
Dad!
I told you, Tom. I said to do it last night.
I know. I know you did, and I did so nearly, but I still needed to think. I didn't sleep all night. Look, I know it was terrible what happened. The worst. But I'd have thought you... I thought you'd all understand. It took some courage, you know, to break it off.
At the 11th hour?
Yes. If it's the right thing, isn't that better? Isn't that the brave thing to do?
Cancelling the wedding? Leaving her virtually standing at the altar?
It's better than a bad marriage, isn't it? Surely. A marriage that's a lie.
Oh, I've never heard such rubbish.
Dad. Mum, please.
I'm sorry, Tom. I can't begin to think what your reasons were. Maybe in time I'll understand, but for now, all I can see is that you've torn Kirsty's whole world to pieces. Everything she thought she had, everything she valued, you've stamped all over it and in front of 150 people.
Gran?
I'm sorry, Tom. I have to agree. It didn't happen of its own accord. You made it happen. You did it. Despite what I said, despite what we talked through last night, you chose to abandon Kirsty in public at the very last moment. That was unnecessary. And it was cruel.
Well said, Mum.
I never expected... I thought you would see.
Your point of view? We spent rather too long doing that, I think. Kowtowing to your big ideas, letting you have your way. And this is the result. You think you can just trample all over people's feelings?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What good is that now?
I don't know. What can I do? I'll contact everyone and I'll pay for everything.
Oh, yes, that's all right then. That is so typical. If you think that's all that matters, it's not about the money. For once in your life, Tom, will you get it into your head? Money is not the point.
Tony,
you just don't get it, do you? God forbid, if John were alive now, he'd be utterly, utterly ashamed of you. And so am I.
I think I'd better go.
Yes. I think you should.
Is Ambridge your specialist subject? Try the quiz at bbc.co.uk/archers.